رؤيا بودكاست. This is the state of Kaya in eastern Myanmar, the ancestral homeland of many tribal villagers who used to live in tranquility until political feuds forced them to move out and resettle as refugees in neighboring Thailand. Reaching Kaya State is not easy. As the KNPP military forces took over and deployed barracks throughout the country since the war with the Myanmar government began in 1957, a war that ended in 2012 with a ceasefire agreement. Kayan people are the primary victims of this war. And while some still live under horrible circumstances in Myanmar, others fled to the Thai border area, where they live as refugees. The first thing you'll notice about Kayan women are these brass rings, which they wear around their necks, wrists, and ankles too. Though the weight of these rings affect their physique by pushing the collarbone down and compressing the clavicle, as a result, giving the illusion of much more slender neck. In Kayan folklore, there is more than one reasoning behind the ancient tradition. Some say that the rings are meant to protect the necks of the wearers from tiger bites at a time when jungles were overrun by the fierce beasts. Others suggest that Kayan females used to wear these traditional coils in order to make themselves less attractive, deterring men of other tribes and races from enslaving them. Another reasoning involves a mythical story about their origins. According to the legend, Kayans are the descendant of a union between a female dragon and a male human. In their belief, these rings give women a dragon-like resemblance. In contrast to these popular beliefs, Kayans have formed a consensus to preserve the tradition of wearing these rings, which may weigh up to 5 kilograms, and pass it to future generations. Considered a status symbol, the practice of coil wearing starts at an age as early as 5, where young girls commit to wearing thinner and lighter rings in order not to harm their fragile necks. During adolescence, a phase in which youngsters tend to pay more attention to their looks, childhood coils are removed only to be replaced by newer and heavier ones. As Kayans get older, more stacked coils are added over the years. Thus, women wear these rings from childhood to grave, making it a distinctive part of their heritage, which they take extreme pride in. Between their homeland of Myanmar and their refugee camps in Thailand, sorrow is a common denominator. There are those who lost their families, but still reside in a country that no longer feels like home. And there are others who were able to flee, but haven't yet come to grips with their current status. On the rooftops of these sorrow-filled houses, this lady stashes her own food supplies and literally reaps all she sows. With these same hands, she plays a melancholy tune in memory of her three children whom passed away from disease. And although her heart is weighed down by grief, it still beats with warmth for her visitors. It is as if, in them, she finds traces of her relative spirits, of all those who fled to Thailand's refugee camps. Her relatives, whose pain didn't stop them from working hard, overcoming their bitter reality by immersing themselves in the production of beautifully crafted, high-quality garments. Thus, confronting their hardships with an entrepreneurial spirit. Kayan women fully utilize their outstanding tapestry skills, which they've honed since childhood, a craft handed down to them by their grandmothers, who mastered it using basic tools to spin cotton yarns from the crops they cultivated with their bare hands. It's an essential part of their cultural identity. Kayans professionally craft the rings they wear, which, like wood carving, is a skill they inherited from their ancestors. All these crafts have helped them escape the barriers of the camps into a market where they showcase products famous for their fine quality, a quality that they outwardly celebrate, gaining the confidence of prospective buyers. With that, pride takes over the grief, as they succeeded in transforming applied bound in suffering and displacement into a disposition of tranquility and bliss. It is not easy for people facing displacement and hardship to come out as a self-sufficient community. But Kayan women have achieved that. In addition to agriculture, they've invested in raising animals that gave them meat and milk and allowed them to be less dependent on others. Now that they have satisfied their worldly needs, the time has come to fulfill their spiritual appetite. The Kayan's traditional religion is known as Kankwan, which originated from Mongolia during the Bronze Age. Kayans believe that everything in this world is connected, and women practice their rituals in front of these simple wooden temples where they place down chicken bones during prayer. The total number of Kayan women is estimated at 60,000 worldwide, a race that dates back to 739 AD. Till today, they carry on their traditions that mostly revolve around a simple lifestyle, one that fully relies on their survival skills and self-reliance capabilities. Lifestyle that believes in a beauty that can only radiate by reflecting what dwells deep inside. Argued that empowerment is contagious, and that's what seems to have happened to the women of Myanmar, as here exists another tribe whose matriarchs are the ones calling the shots. With a matching sense of spontaneity, simplicity, and a passion for life, it is the Kayao tribe, whose women are identified by their unique jewelry, particularly those worn around the ankles. For Kayaos, a woman is the center of the universe and the head of her household. since her tender years? A Kayao female is the breadwinner who's regarded as the sunshine of her family's lives and the glue that holds them together. Inscribed between these mountains and inside these humble homes is a story about life. And despite having to work as a miner, females of Kayao tribe are respected, loved, and most of all, well pampered and showered with attention. Something that often stirs up jealousy in the hearts of their males. Sewing and embroidery aren't just professions for this ethnic group. Their handmade textiles are part of their cultural identity, exactly as their jewelry is. If anything, agriculture is one of the most important sources of their livelihood. In addition, Kayaos also raise animals that provide them with food and help them attain self-sufficiency. It is all part of the responsibility of women who takes matters into their own hands. The primary religion practiced by the Kayaos is Christianity, which reached them through missionaries. Kayao's life is simple, but they are very happy. They lead a natural existence, contented with what this life has provided for them and what life they have created. With their incessant determination and perseverance, the tribal women of Myanmar reflect a living example of empowerment. They've proved themselves as resourceful and hardworking pioneers. Once a week, they travel from several villages to gather at the market, where they parade their skillfully and authentically produced crafts. striving passionately to provide a better life for themselves and their families, these women have scripted their story, a proud story of success. Perhaps it's uncommon for a thriving community to be spearheaded by its women, while its men are virtually absent. But in the end, we are all fellow travelers in this journey called life, and we're meant to keep moving forward, regardless of who's at the helm. No matter how much you know, you've only just begun, because it is
العالم كبير. رؤيا بودكاست.